It's Monday on Day by Day, which means it's Hack Day here. And so we're talking with Landon Davis. Landon has been very helpful with us in talking about scripture memory. And we all know that that is a challenge for us to memorize scripture. And Landon, I'm sure you've heard it said, maybe you've even said it, because I've said it before, is I'm just not good at memorizing. Mm-hmm. I'm just not good at memorizing. And I think that's oftentimes the excuse that people give for why they don't memorize scripture. So you've walked us through your process where you see a verse and you go, I need that verse in my life. You write it down on a piece of paper. That verse eventually makes it to a note card, and you're looking through a stack of note cards every time you're having your quiet time with the Lord, your consistent time with the Lord, and you separate them into two piles, ones that I got right, ones that I got wrong. And then those ones that you got wrong, you're going over them again. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us just about your process of memorization? In other words, how are you memorizing? Do you use any tricks? Do you use, are you reading it out loud? Just what are you doing during that time?
So the actual memorization process for me, I just take small chunks of each verse. So I'll take like the first phrase and I'll work on a little bite-sized chunk and I'll just go over that over and over and over until I think I have it down. And then I'll go to the next little portion of the verse and I'll go over and over and over until I have it down.
Yeah.
And then I'll try to add those two together. And then I'll work on a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then when I feel I have it down, I'll add it to the whole thing. Then eventually, I'm just working through and getting the whole verse down.
You got the whole verse. Yeah. You got the whole verse, yeah. So one of the tricks that I learned, and I learned this from Gary O'Neill. Shout out to Gary O'Neill. Somebody tag Gary O'Neill in this episode here. Is he what he did and what he does now is he writes the first letter of each word. And he says that that has helped him memorize. And I've tried that. And it's amazing to me how much you can memorize just by having that first letter of each word. In fact, we've done that with our church. We challenged the church to do that. And it's been fun to kind of see the church attempt to do that as well. But just to know, there's not one way, right?
Yeah.
There's the way that works for you, and this method works for you. Whenever you're doing that, are you saying it out loud?
Sometimes I guess I say it out loud. I don't know. I think I say it sometimes out loud, sometimes I don't.
You don't even really pay attention.
I know when I'm going through my note cards, I'm saying them out loud.
Okay.
Because that keeps me honest, and I have to say, okay, I did get that right, and I'm not able to just be like, okay, I was pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah. Because I think that's one of the things we when we think of memorizing, we think I'm just saying it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the tools at our disposal is our own voice using our ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so to read that out loud, I think does help the memorization process there. But for your tip or for your trick on actually memorizing scripture, you take just small phrases at a time and start stacking together. Let me ask you this. Do you memorize large chunks of scripture, or do you memorize just verses of scripture?
Most often it's just a verse, maybe two, possibly three verses.
Yeah.
That's 95% of what I have memorized.
Yeah.
I think the only longer chunk of scripture I have memorized is Psalm 25. And I'm only about halfway through it, so I don't have a lot of experience with the longer chunks.
Yeah. That's just another thing is, you know, John Piper calls them fighter verses. And so, like, there's these punchy verses, just a verse that are meant to help us in times of need. And then, but one of the things that you talked about as well, that sometimes you memorize a verse because that verse helps you with the whole context.
Right.
Talk to us about that for just
so
a little bit.
The one that always comes to mind when I think about this is Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these will be added to you. And then with that, I'm thinking through the whole passage leading into that verse where Jesus is saying that God provides food and clothing. He'll provide everything we need. We don't have to look any further.
Yeah.
So that's all wrapped up in that one verse
me. Yeah, that's good. Sounds good. Great stuff here, Landon. I appreciate you and your tips and tricks for scripture memory. Challenge everyone out there that has a personal time with the Lord. If you don't have this incorporated into your time, try this out. See if this is the way or the process for you. There are other resources out there that will help you with this if this is not the particular way. But the key thing is to get God's word into your head and into your heart. Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.